this instant turned on the recording. Your show, KY6V Clear.
Thank you, Gordon. Hello, everyone. The time is 1600 Zulu, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they check in. Information regarding our operation may be found at scarswape.com. That's Sierra, Charlie, Alpha, Romeo, Sierra, Victor, Oscar, India, Papa, scarsvoip.com. I am your net control for this session. My name is Tom. My call sign is Kilo 5 Zulu India. I am located in the city of Dayton in the state of Ohio in the good old USA, and the temperature right now is 81.5 degrees, and we are going to have intermittent thunderstorms today. Prior to starting, I would like to ask if there is any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. Please come now. Okay, it's very nice that we don't have an emergency. I'm so glad to hear that. Do we have anyone celebrating their birthday or anniversary this week? Well, no one's getting older today. That's a good thing. This is the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. The purpose of this net is to provide a convenient time frame for participation by European and Asian stations. However, all amateurs worldwide are welcome and encouraged to join in. This is Kilo Golf 5 Zulu India, and this is the South SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. We'll take check-ins at this time. Anyone from Region 1, Europe, Africa, and Region 1, please come now. Nothing heard? Not yet anyway. We'll see if Europe checks in a little bit later. Region 2. Please call KG5ZI.
Well, I think I'm in Region 2. I'll bite KY6V. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Gordon. Well, thank you for that. I was wondering if I was getting out at all. KY6V, we've got you checked in. Anyone else from Region 2, please call.
Romeo Fox Juliet.
In 4, UPC.
Okay, net recognizes Whiskey 4, Romeo Fox Juliet. Good morning, Roger. Thank you for allowing me to do this. I think the jitters are going away. Clear with you for now. And November 4, Uniform Papa Charlie. Net recognizes you as well. Good morning. And we'll call for just a few more, and then we'll pass it back. This is KG5ZI on the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. Any more check-ins? Go ahead, please. Okay, before we get to these three, we'll go ahead and ask for Region 3. Is there anyone in ITU Region 3 that wishes to check in? Please call Net Control. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go ahead and go to the top of the list and talk to our capitan, our dignitary, one of two, one of many, actually. KY6V, over there in Florida. This is KG5ZI for the net. Go ahead, sir.
Well, muchas gracias, senor. Thank you, Tom. KY6V here, South Florida. It might be advantageous to refresh all of our memories as to who's who in these different regions, basically Region 1 being the European sector, Region 2 being North and South America, and so on and so forth, and Region 3 being the Far East. We are at 90 degrees, and I'm told still going to go up a little higher, maybe 92 or so. So 90 degrees Fahrenheit is 32 degrees Celsius for us at the moment. Some rain forecasted maybe the latter part of the afternoon. We'll see how that flops. The Atlantic and the Pacific are very busy during this hurricane season. Everything is fairly well pointing in the right directions away from everybody else from what I can see at the moment, but there's one out in the Pacific that looks like it does have a chance of going right over the top of the Hawaiian Islands, but it's a little bit too early to call on that. Getting ready for our extra class tomorrow night and Tuesday night. That'll be run by Chief RFJ and George, NO70, so that'll be class number 3 and class number 4, so we're rolling right along with gusto. And I think that's it from my end at the moment. Thank you, Tom. KY6VD, over.
Very good, Gordon. Thank you for all of that information. And yes, the extra class is certainly a lot of fun. I'm learning things, and I am one of the enrollees. Hopefully, I'll be able to upgrade here real soon. 90 degrees, a little bit hotter over there. I'm sure it's a lot more humid than it is here in Dayton, Ohio. But that comes with the territory in Florida. And the hurricane, yeah, what is that? Josephine, I think, is the next name. And she's perking along over there and looks like she's going to bend towards the north before she gets really to be a threat. And I'm so happy to hear that. Let's just keep our fingers crossed it remains that way. All right, sir, we're going to break with you. Thank you very much, Captain. And we'll go on to the next person, who is Roger, or Chief, W4RFJ, Veteran Net Control Station, South Cars number 62907. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I never did thank my dad for throwing me into the deep end of the pool, and but that's the way I'm looking at it. I just threw you in the deep end of the pool, and you're doing just fine. As you said, South Cars number 6297, ITU Region 2. And certainly do, or am enjoying watching you wriggle a little bit. I'm glad Gordon's recording this. Anyway, back over to you, Mr. Net Control. This is W4RFJ, just drying off my hands from throwing you in the deep end.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that. Well, I hope your hands get dry, my friend, and that way you can finish up what you're doing and get that submitted. Hi, hi. All right. Well, I'm having fun with it anyway, and if I stammer and stutter, I'm human. So, thank you. 73 to you. I'll break with you for now. And next is Alan, South Cars number Echo 0465, N4 UPC from the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. Go, sir.
Hey, Tom and the group. This is Scott, N4 UPC. You're doing a wonderful job. I know when you look me up, it says Alan. That is my first name. Don't let it throw you. For some reason, my parents decided to address me all my life by my middle name. Really confusing, but it is what it is. Not much going on here. Wasn't available this morning. Want to thank the gentleman that David that took over for this morning's net since I was out of commission. And thanks to the captain for getting that worked out. With that, I will turn it back to Net Control. This is N4 UPC.
Well, thank you, Scott, and I apologize for that. I don't want to go against what your parents have dictated. Oh, boy. See, I made my first mistake there, Roger. Anyway, thank you, Scott. Well, I appreciate you checking in, sir, and good to talk to you. I don't think I talked to you yet directly. I've seen you around the network, but I haven't been able to chit-chat. It's good to meet you, sir. We'll break with you, and we'll go ahead and call for more check-ins. This is the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net, and your net control is KG5ZI from anywhere. Please check in from any region. This is South Cars. And go ahead. Any check-ins, come now.
This is KK4VKM, Kilo, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo Mike. My name is Randy. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yankee Fox, go.
A2TJW.
Play my Curry Bravo. Net Control, this is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Noe, Ontario.
Okay, we'll go with those. We have recognized now Kilo Kilo 4, Victor Kilo Mike. Randy, thank you for checking in from Knoxville. Recognize also Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Foxtrot Echo, and also Golf Juliet Whiskey. Now, I probably should have this, and my fingers aren't fast enough to get on the roster, so please give me your full call and name, Golf Juliet Whiskey. Over. Well, I don't hear that station now. We'll go on. Also recognize Kilo Whiskey 4, Lima Charlie Bravo. George, good morning. And also Mark, Kilo 5, November Oscar. So we'll go ahead and run this list and then a call for more check-ins. We'll see if GWJ or GJW comes back. Randy, over to you. Welcome, sir. And we'll find out also if you're a SCARS member. I haven't typed it in to see. Kilo Kilo 4, Victor Kilo Mike. Good morning and welcome again. This is KG5's NI on the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. It's your microphone, sir.
This is KK4BKM. Thank you for the welcome. I have not ever logged in to SCARS. This is my first time. Just ran across you guys. Thought it was interesting. I love sitting here listening to Ham's talk all across the world. It's pretty amazing. But, yeah, I am in Knoxville. Cloudy, rainy day here today. Good day to just kind of sit at the station and do some ham work. So, again, I do appreciate it. And I hope I can hang on here and maybe become a member sometime. This is KK4VKM, back to Net Control.
Okay, Randy. Well, welcome again. Yeah, you can become a member. It's free to do. You can send an email to VOIP at SCARS, VOIP.com. I think that's right. I'll have to look that up. Either that or it's VOIP.SCARSnet.com. Roger, help.
You got it, Tom. Just .com. SCARS, VOIP.com, sir.
Day and month and a good email address. We'll get him signed up here now. How's that sound? Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. All right, Randy. Yeah, if you'd like to sign up now, we can certainly do that. What I need is your name. We have your call sign. We can get on QRZ if your address is okay on there. And we will need your month and day of birth date. Don't give us the year. We don't really care how old you are because we're all old anyway. So if you'd like to join, we'll do that now, Randy. Over.
Okay, that sounds good. If I can go ahead and just give you my email over here, it's WELLSINKY, Wells Inky, at yahoo.com. My birth date is November the 8th. And I don't think I'm on QRZ right now. But other than that, if you need anything else, please let me know. KK4BKM, back to Net Control.
Okay, Randy. Yeah, we'll get you signed up. If you would, please drop a follow-up email to VOIP at SCARS, VOIP.com. And that way, since you're not on QRZ, we can verify your address as well. If you would include that in the email, that would be most considerate because we do have the addresses of all members on our roster. So, welcome. We'll get you a number assigned, and you'll be a full-fledged free member. And we do that for everyone that wants to join. No obligation, as they say. All right, Randy, thank you. Do you have any questions about any of this? Over.
Thank you for that. No, I'm just going to sit back and listen and enjoy the talk. And I do appreciate being able to become a member. This is KK4BKM, back to Net.
All right, very good, Randy. Welcome again. Knoxville, Tennessee, cloudy and rainy. I do have your email address here. What I'll do is I'll forward it as well, but if you could drop that email, that would be fantastic. We'll break with you, Randy. Thank you for checking in. KK4VKM, we'll clear with you. Next on the list, Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Foxtrot Echo. Please give me your name, location, and good morning. Welcome.
KG5, ZI, Net Control. This is KC7YFE. The name here is Dale. Location is Roseburg, Oregon. And the South Car's ID is Echo 2518. And well, not much happening here on the home front. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we're supposed to get up to close to I'd say 109 degrees, which in a way I'm kind of dreading that. I'm going to try to stick around some cool air as much as possible and make sure that I'm well hydrated with that water. But yeah, I just wanted to jump in and say hello to everyone here. It's been a while since I came around, and you know, I try to get checked in. I try to check in as often as I can, but sometimes it can be a little bit hard at times to get around to all the groups and you know, all the nets and stuff that I like checking in on. But I just thought I'd take a moment and drop in here and say a big shout, and I want to thank you for a fine job you're doing there, Tom. Keep it up. KG5ZI, Net Control, this is KG7YFE, back to you, sir. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Dale. KG7YFE from the Sky Saturday Intercontinental Net. This is KG5ZI. I appreciate the kind words, sir. Echo 2518 in Roseburg, Oregon. Thank you very much for coming back to us here. 109 degrees, my gosh. I'll tell you what, it looks like all of the western U.S. is just hot, hot, hot lately. Unbelievable. I've lived in the west for a while. I lived in Albuquerque for a while, and being active Air Force, I moved around a lot. Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Utah, and I'll tell you what, I don't remember, except for Vegas, don't remember it getting up that hot consistently as it has this year, so... Just keep cool, my friend. Thank you very much for checking in. It's good to hear you. Break with you, KC7YFE. Next on the list, we had a GJW station who didn't come back when I inquired about getting the full call, so we'll try it one more time. The GJW station, please call now.
This is Kilo 2, Tango Juliet Whiskey. K2TJW Portable, Western New York. Name here is Ron Romeo Oscar November.
Okay, well, I got it right now, I guess. K2TJW. Hello, Ron. Welcome. Thank you for checking in. This is the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. We appreciate you being here. Your microphone, sir. Go ahead and tell us where you are exactly and say hello to everyone.
Well, good afternoon to everyone on the net. It is 1221 here in Western New York. We are in the county of Steuben. We are in the city of Hornell, Hotel Oscar Romeo, November, Echo Lima Lima. Like I said, in the county of Steuben. The eastern side of the county is Corning Incorporated, Corning Glassworks. And other than that, it's about 78 degrees here with partly sunny skies. And with that, we'll turn it back to that.
All right, Ron. Well, thank you for checking in this morning. K2TJW in Hornell, New York, Steuben County. Real close to the Corning Glass Factory. That's fantastic. Well, you have the best temperature, I think, so far. 78 degrees. That's most comfortable, especially up there in New York. It's probably real good humidity, too. Partly sunny skies. Well, I appreciate you coming in here, Ron. Thank you. Good to meet you. And if you're not a SCARS member, get on our website at scarsvoip.com and check us out. And if you'd like to join now, we'll certainly do the same thing we did for Randy there. If you do want to join, you can send an email as well to voip@scarsvoip.com. Include your call sign, your name, your email, and the month and day of your birth date, and we'll get you signed up. As a matter of fact, you might be a member. I just haven't had the gumption or the fingertips fast enough to be able to check it out. So back to you, Ron, for a final, and we'll go ahead and find out if you're a member. Over.
This is K2TJW. Negative, I am not a member, but I will check out the website and then go from there. And with that, we'll say 73 to all, and we'll be monitoring.
Okay, Ron, sounds good. Thank you very much for checking in. Good to meet you, and hope to hear you again here on the SCARS conference server. We'll break with you, K2TJW in New York. This is KG5ZI on the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net.
And we've got George next. KW4LCB. George, you are a member. Go ahead, sir. It's your microphone.
Well, thank you, Tom. This computer a little bit slow, I guess. Getting a lot like me nowadays there. But a top of the afternoon to you from Orange City, Florida there. Yeah, we just got in from shopping around. Did our running early for the temperature gets up too awful warm today. Then next thing you know, we got that afternoon shower when that Gulf Coast wind and the Atlantic wind kind of collide together, and we recipient of these tiddlywinkles wanting to jump around and get into everything and just kind of slow your day down. But did want to get in there and say a howdy howdy to you and welcome Randy into the Scars family. Been here a day or two, a bunch of good folks there. And got a whole lot of stuff on that web page. But with that, Tom, thank you, my friend, for doing the net. This is KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo, George here in Orange City, Florida, about 20 miles west of Daytona Beach there, and about 20 miles north of Orlando. With that, bye-bye, KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo, returning.
Okay, George, good morning. Thank you for checking in. KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo, always good to hear you in Orange City. SCARS member number 6120. Glad you checked in this morning, George. Good to hear you. We'll break with you for now. We'll go to Mark, K5NO. Go ahead and tell us your location and find out if you're a member as well. I didn't type you in as well. I'll do that when you when you're talking there, Mark. Welcome. Thanks for checking in. It's your microphone, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and good afternoon, a little past noon. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Noe, Ontario. The name is Mark, QTH, Winter Springs, Florida. That's Winter Springs, Florida, just northeast of Orlando, not far from Carlos. It's 91 degrees under mostly sunny skies, going to high of 93. Nice weather for that. With rain, the forecast for late this afternoon and early this evening. It's like a lather, watch, repeat, and same old day, same old thunderstorm, so count on that. My SCARS number is E as an Echo, 1393. That's E as an Echo, 1393, or in monetary terms, $13.93. I just finished some super slow exercises today. I'm at home, along with my wife, and it's feeling great. So with that, Tom, we'll say 73s. All the best to you and yours. Take care, have a great day, and stay safe. KG5ZI from K5NO.
K5NO from KG5ZI. Okay, Mark. Thank you very much, sir. Echo 1393. That's a bargain. Very nice. 91, almost a high of 93. You're almost there today. And, yeah, good old cookie-cutter weather from Florida. Isn't that true? It's always pretty much the same, isn't it? All right. Well, good to hear you, Mark. Good to meet you. I don't think we've talked before, obviously, or I would have known you were a member. Sorry about that. All right, we'll break with you and say good morning. Thanks again for checking in. This is the SCARS, Saturday Intercontinental Net, and this is a net that is geared towards getting participation from the European and Asian stations. So let's see if there's anyone around the world that wishes to check in. Please call now.
Hotel Alpha.
Okay, Fred, looks like you're the lone check-in right now. K2HA. Fred, also a SCARS member. It's your microphone, sir. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Well, thank you, Tom. This is Fred, K2HA, SR's number is 2233, Echo 2233. And, you know, I thought I left, after many years in Florida, I thought I left the afternoon thunderstorms down there, but recently in Philadelphia, the same pattern. The moisture builds up, and then the clouds form, the rain comes again in the thunderstorm, and then in the evening, and then it's clear after that. We've done that for the last 4 or 5 days, and just reminds me of Florida. But we're inviting everybody to the Rag Chew tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and on the SCARS conference server. And tomorrow night, following the extra class, any time left, we'll dedicate to the Rag Chew. This is Fred, K2HA.
Okay, Fred, thank you. Very good. Yeah, please join the Rag Chew. It's a really fun time. And, yeah, just kind of hang around the conference server. There's some good folks on this server, and lots of good times to be had. I appreciate it, Fred. Well, yeah, I've noticed here in Ohio it's the same way. It's kind of like Florida, isn't it? This year it's been a lot of wet. We had, oh my, for about 18 hours we had a flash flood watch in southwest Ohio. And we have gotten our share of rain from time to time, but I'll tell you, lately, my backyard's been squishy-squashy, if you will. So, lots of rain. All right, Fred. Well, thank you very much for the announcement, and thanks for checking in this morning. Always good to hear you too, sir. We'll break with you for now. This is the SCAR, Saturday Intercontinental Net, and we're going to call for check-ins. We'll see if anyone else around the world wishes to check in. All regions, 1, 2, and 3, please call KG5ZI.
Recheck.
Recheck, UPC. Go ahead, Scott.
And this is XCX.
Okay, I'll butt in here again. X-ray Charlie X-ray recognized also on the net. UPC, go ahead, Scott.
Thank you, Tom. I was going to go ahead, and that's why I paused, let you recognize him. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Declan in South Wales. I noticed that he got his upgrade, and hope he's listening. Just wanted to say congratulations. N4 UPC, back to net control.
Well, thank you for that, Scott. Yes, I would like to talk to Declan myself. I haven't talked to Declan directly, and I only talked to his father, David, once, I think, and I know he's got to be a proud papa. We'll call for Declan here after we talk to X-Ray Charlie X-Ray. Thank you for that, Scott. I appreciate that. We'll clear with you. N5 X-Ray Charlie X-Ray, it's your microphone, sir. Go ahead. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. And yeah, I'd like to hear him also. You have a good one. And we are mobile right now. Went to pick up the grandchildren. And we're going to take Edlin back to our house. That's our... how old are you now, Edlin? 4 years old? 4 years old? 5 years old? 5 year old granddaughter. And her birthday is on the 30th of December. They're just hard to keep up with. I love it, Dave. Well, good evening, good afternoon. This is 73. This is N5XCX.
Okay, Woody, N5XCX Mobile from the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. We're glad you checked in, sir. Thank you very much, Woody. SCARS number 907-907. Well, it sounds like you've got a full day ahead of you, my friend, picking up family members. And that little one, boy, oh boy, almost a New Year's baby. I missed it by 2 days. Very good. Well, we appreciate you checking in, Woody. Good to hear you. We'll clear with you. And we're going to shout out over to South Wales. We'll see if David or Declan are on frequency. Golf Whiskey 8, Zulu,
Oh, I don't even remember the call sign now. Let's just see if they're there. Declan or David in South Wales, are you on frequency? Please call KG5ZI.
This is 2W0KYH, Declan. Hello there to you, Tom. And I am actually pretty happy I've got my new call sign, because I used to be running the call sign MikeWhiskey6. Sierra Zulu Lima. And by the way, just to jog your mind a little bit, my father's call sign is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. So, and just saying hello to everyone. So, and my South Coast number is Echo 2524. Back to you from 2W0KYH.
All right, Mr. Declan, thank you very much for checking in and saying hello. 2W0 Kilo Yankee Hotel, brand new call sign, folks. This is Declan. He's 12 years old in South Wales, and his father is also a member of South Cars Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Yeah, I didn't get the call signs, Declan, only because this is the first time I've really done neck control on my own, and I had the jitters. And I didn't have fast enough fingers to get on the computer and figure it all out. So I'm glad you helped me there. Congratulations, sir. It sounded like you were also rubbing elbows when you were taking your test with some radio royalty over there in Great Britain. Congratulations on that. And I see that you're just nothing but achievements, my friend. Very good show. And you're a handsome lad. I like your lucky tie. And welcome. I'm really glad you got upgraded. And it's good to hear you. We'll break with you, Declan. Thank you again for checking in, Echo 2524, and say hello to your father. If he doesn't check in, we'll say hello to David. Maybe he'll be on later. 73 there, Declan. Thanks for checking in. All right, this is Tom, KG5ZI in Dayton, Ohio, on the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net. We'll go ahead and call for check-ins outside the U.S. Is there anyone that wishes to check in? Come down. Okay, nothing heard there. So we'll call for any check-ins anywhere. Please call.
This is 7 Mike Romeo or Alpha Echo 7 Mike Romeo.
Control, Kilo Charlie 2, Lima Oscar United, KC2, LOU, Michael.
Kilo Echo 8, Echo Whiskey Tango.
Okay, we'll go ahead and run you three here. We have Alpha Echo 7 Mike Romeo, Terry, recognized by the net. We also have Kilo Charlie 2, Lima Oscar Uniform, Michael. Welcome, sir. And also Kilo Echo 8, I think it was Echo Whiskey Tango. Correct me if I'm wrong when we get to you, sir. We'll go ahead and start at the top of the list. Hello, Terry. Echo Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. It's your microphone, sir. Welcome and good afternoon.
Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning. I had to look up the clock, because I ain't heard of an alarm for about 2 hours. Anyway, I called RT Systems yesterday. I said this on a couple of the earlier nets, so it's an old hat to somebody that might be out there. But I called the RT Systems because I couldn't get this silly 818 to clone. And once you know it, with his instruction, it went right in. And I had pushed those two buttons a number of times. So good thing it was Friday and I could call in to support. And then I spent the next, I think, seven, eight, nine hours putting frequencies into the program. I got up to 100 frequencies in there along with the HF. And then opened the radio, I could only get to 20 of them this morning. I put the 6 meter in the first five, and the 6 meter repeaters in the first five, and then I went to the rest of the stuff, and then I put my HF on the other end of the thing, and I didn't even bother with the 60 meter, but guess what? The radio did. So anyway. I made my first contact on the 130 here in the valley, and that's on the PRA system, and that from inside the RV here, in my aluminum frame but Faraday cage, I like to put it, because that's what the walls are made, well, the uprights and the walls are made of, and all that stuff. But, and I got my template finished. Now all I got to do is to take it out there and see if it fits the two holes that I'm going to put it in to stabilize it, and then see where I am as far as centering it goes. So with that, I'll turn it back to now. This is Alpha Echo 7 Mike Romeo, Mr. Terry, AE7MR, 72, y'all. Alpha Echo 7 Mike Romeo.
Okay there, Terry. Well, thank you for checking in. Alpha Echo 7 Mike Romeo, SCARS number Echo 2545. Well, I appreciate you checking in. Good to hear you, sir. And I'm glad you got RC Systems to help you with that. Now you're a full-fledged user. You know how to use it. Oh, I'll tell you, some of those pieces of equipment are just, there's a learning curve, isn't there? That's pretty crazy. And congratulations on being in an RV and being able to motivate and have some fun with ham radio. There's a guy on YouTube that does the same thing. I can't remember his call sign, but he's a 9-9 call, and he shows us all about the antenna farms that he comes up with. He's out west somewhere right now in Oregon, and he's able to do antenna farms that he was never been able to do when he was in his house. So that's kind of a fun thing, plus you're able to meet new people and go out about the country and see new sites. I really like that. All right, Terry, well, thank you for checking in. Good to hear you. We'll break with you, and we'll go to Michael now. Kilo Charlie 2, Lima Oscar Uniform. It's your microphone, sir. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you and everybody on the net. Originally from New Jersey, but now visiting relatives in Virginia. Right now located in Arlington, Virginia, with my mom. 75 degrees here. Very comfortable temperature. Went for a run today, 2 miles, coming back into running. Already feel a pain in my legs a little bit, but very good exercising. Playing around with Raspberry Pis, DMR, and D-Star, connecting all over the world with this wonderful technology. Looks like we don't need HF anymore. Not myself to report, so I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Michael. Thank you. KL Charlie 2, Lima Oscar Uniform from KG5ZI. Well, you don't want to say that too loudly. If you say that we don't need HF anymore, you're going to really probably offend a lot of the old-timers. I think that's cute, very much. DMR, D-Star, and the Raspberry Pi. I'll tell you what, that Raspberry Pi is amazing. Now that they've got the Pi 4 with 8 gigabytes of RAM, you can do pretty much anything with that thing. It's a computer extraordinaire, if you will. Lots of fun to play with those things, and they have software even on GitHub, all that open source stuff. Lots of things you can do with it. Lots of fun. All right, well, I feel like a slouch. I'll tell you what, you did a 2-mile run today, Michael, and Mark did some exercises today, and there was someone else also on the net that said they did some exercising today. I haven't done that in quite a while. I think I need to get back in it. And being in my 60s, I'll probably not be able to do it for very long, but I probably need to do that, so... Good on you, mate. Good to meet you, Michael. Thank you. I don't see that you're a member of South Cars. If you want to try to join, go ahead and drop an email to voip@scarsvoip.com and include your month and day of your birthday. You don't have to put the year. And your email address, name, call sign, and your address, and we will get you a number, and it's free of charge, and you're welcome to join. We'd like to have you as a member there, Michael. So we'll break with you. Thank you for calling for Virginia, 75 degrees. Looks like a good day. We'll talk to you later, and good to meet you, Michael. Next on the list, Kilo Echo 8, Echo Whiskey Tango. And I don't think you're a member either. Please give us your full name, your first name, actually, and your location, and say hello. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. This is Kilo Echo 8, Echo Whiskey Tango. I'm Sam, and I'm just up the road from you little ways in Bainbridge, Ohio. I'm probably all 60 miles maybe northeast of the Dayton area. I don't know if you're familiar with Bainbridge or not. We get several people down in this area from the Dayton area. Matter of fact, I'm the local barber in our small little town here, and I've got a few customers from the Dayton area. So this is my first check-in on the net. I'm a fairly new ham operator, and I'm just trying to learn all these new fancy gadgets that are out here and about. So first check-in on the net. I am not a member, and I didn't have a pen and paper ready. So when we break off here, if you want to give that information again about the email address, I'll be glad to send you an email. But just wonderful being able to have the technology today to get online and listen to people from all over the country and all over the world. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to run the net and keep everything going for us. So as you probably know, had a lot of rain come through here in the last 24 hours or so. So looks like the sun's coming up now and going to be a nice rest of the afternoon. So with that, I'll turn it back to the net and let you keep on with your check-ins. But again, appreciate it, and we'll be planning on talking to you again. Kilo Echo 8, Echo Whiskey Tango, back to the net.
Well, okay, neighbor. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you checking in. Good to meet you. We'll have to, once this COVID business is over with, get together and have some coffee or a sandwich or something, have some lunch. That'd be fun. Bainbridge, Ohio. Okay. Yeah, the pencil. You got your pencil ready, Sam? Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I do. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyone wishing to become a member can send an email to VOIP, that's Victor Oscar India Papa, at scarsvoip.com. And what you need to do is include your name and your call sign, the month and day of your birthday. You don't have to put the year. And whether you're good on QRZ or go ahead and include your address as well and your email. And we'll get you a number, and you'll become a free member of the net and join the ranks of everyone that's so friendly. I joined in 2012, and there was a long stint there where I wasn't around, and I just came back here recently, and boy, oh boy, am I having some fun. Good people on this net, and you're welcome, Sam and Michael. You're also welcome. Anyone that's not a member, please go ahead and send that email and join us. We'd love to have you. All right, Sam, well, we'll talk later. I'll try to drop you an email. I'll check you out on QRZ, and maybe we can get an eyeball on each other one day. That'd be a lot of fun. Break with you, Kilo Echo 8, Echo Whiskey Tango. This is KG5ZI, Net Control Station for the SCARS, Saturday Intercontinental Net. Of course, the net is geared towards getting international stations to check in and say hello. This is a good time to do that. So are there anyone that wishes to check in? Is there anyone, any station worldwide except for the U.S. that wishes to check in? Please call Net Control.
Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima.
Golf 3, Sierra, Echo, Alpha, Stroke, Kilo, Hotel 6. I guess Hawaii can count as another country since we're so far away. Good morning. Aloha.
Okay. Yes, Paul, it does count in my book. We do recognize David, Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima in South Wales, and also Paul, Golf 3, Sierra, Echo, Alpha in Hawaii. Aloha, Paul. And good morning to you, David. Well, it's an afternoon or perhaps almost evening there. We'll go ahead and pass it to you. Thank you guys for checking in. David, thanks for checking in. We just talked to Declan a little bit earlier. What a great lad he is. I bet you're super proud. So over to you, Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima from KG5ZI. Your microphone, Dave.
This is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Yes, Echo 2523. And it is currently 63 degrees Foxtrot, 17 degrees Celsius here at the moment. Let me just kill that. Turn it down. We didn't go all the way down. And, yep, all's good here. Yes, yeah, so proud of Declan for getting his intermediate, the equivalent to the general in the U.S. And he's shortly going to be doing his full license. And as I said, normally it's about 80% maths, and he loves maths.
So you shouldn't have any problems with that and at all. And well done there for running the net. You're doing like a professional there, Tom. So well done for that one. And good, well, I suppose it's evening now. It's 8 minutes to six. So that's 5:52 p.m. here now in Wales in the UK. It's really miserable out. Pretty warm. It's humid. It's not the actual temperature itself. It's the humidity is way up. We're still under the thunderstorm warning for today and tomorrow as well. But whether we will get any or not, to clear the air is a totally a different thing. So apart from that, I have no further traffic at this time. Back to net control. This is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima.
All right, Dave. Thank you for checking in. Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima from KG5ZI in the South Car Saturday Intercontinental Net. David is Echo 2523, 63 degrees. I'll tell you what, even if it's humid in Ohio and it's 63 degrees, that's quite nice. But at 5:52 p.m., hopefully that heat will die down and those thunderstorms won't spark up. So you might have a pretty good evening tonight, David. Thanks for checking in, sir. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon. We'll break with you. Next on the list is Paul in Hawaii. Aloha, Paul. Golf 3, Sierra Echo Alpha, stroke KH6. It's your microphone, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, KG5ZI, G3SEA, stroke KH6. We're enjoying a classic trade wind summer, unlike last year when we had an El Nino season. Talk about VHF, UHF. The other gentleman mentioned that. In recent years, I've come across a lot of hands who have actually dumped their HF gear. Now, whether it's because of the low solar cycle or what, but they've migrated to these systems. And I'm wondering when the cycle comes back again, how many of them will go back to HF or not? I know many are in situations where they can't put up antennas. You were talking about antenna farms. Here in Hawaii, forget it, in urban Honolulu, so most of the antenna farms are obviously in rural areas, especially on the Big Island. That's where all the big guns are, the PX stations. I see you're in Dayton. Been to Ohio three times, but the technical school in Dublin, Ohio. That's where AT&T and Lucid Technologies have their schools, or had their schools. The not so good news from here is that Hawaii went from having the best COVID record to the worst. 2 days ago we had 355 cases, most of them on the island of Oahu here, but that's not good. And so we've had extra lockdowns here because of a few, let's just say, inconsiderate people running around without masks and congregating in groups of a dozen or more. But it is what it is. Back to you, Tom. KG5ZI, G3SEA, stroke KH6.
Okay, Paul. Well, thank you for that. Golf 3, Sierra Echo Alpha, stroke KH6 from KG5ZI on the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. Well, yeah, trade wind summer. That's nice. I just hope that all that disturbance out there in the Pacific doesn't come by you. And, you know, this COVID thing, there are so many different ways to respond to this situation. And, yes, there are some who are a little bit complacent. I'll keep it nice and say complacent. And it does affect the whole situation. So really sorry to hear about the outcome there and the increase. And just be careful, man. That's all I can say. Just be careful. And, you know, this business about the HF, I'm wondering, that cycle is up and down. It's really cool how the technology continues to change and we get more capabilities. I mean, also now with the mesh systems and all of the different digital modes over VoIP, I could see where a lot of people would leave HF. It's just changing with the technology. That's about all I can say with that. And those folks that can't put up antennas, this is the best option. So, and I'm in that category, by the way, because I don't really have a whole heck of a lot of space to be able to do that. So good points all around, Paul. Good to meet you. Glad to hear that you're doing well over there. And thank you very much for the call from Hawaii. We appreciate it. Gulf 3 Sierra Echo Alpha stroke K86. We'll go ahead and break with you. This is KG5ZI with the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net. Looks like it's been about an hour, so what I'm going to do is a final call for check-ins anywhere in the world to join us and say hello. The South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net, geared towards folks that are outside Region 2, but we'll take a check-in if there is anyone else out there that would like to, and we'll say hello. So anyone, anywhere, please call now.
6, Victor, reach out.
Alpha, Echo 7, Mike Romeo, Mr. Terry.
Ken in South Dakota, over.
Okay, the net recognizes 3 here. KY6V, we've got you, sir. And Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. And then Ken in South Dakota, please refresh me of your call, over.
Yes, it's KB0ROT, Kilo Bravo 0, Romeo Oscar Tango. Stars number is 2663, over.
Okay, Ken, recognize you, Kilo Bravo 0, Romeo Oscar Tango, 2663. Got you down here from South Dakota. We'll go ahead and run these three over to the dignitary, Capitan, KY6V from KG5ZI. Go ahead, sir, your microphone.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I'll make it short. KY6V here. I've been following along with you. Of the 4 people that you've directed towards the website, 2 have responded already. And that was Randy, KK4, VKM, followed by K2TJW. So I have all the information necessary on those 2, and I have the call signs down on the last that you have invited, and we'll see what happens. KY6V, over.
Okay, Gordon. Well, thank you for that. I won't send you an email then. If you've got it all jotted down, that's great. And if you need a reminder, I'll just go ahead and check the log here, and we'll get it all up to snuff. Well, that's really good. 50% is not too bad of a ratio, I guess. I do thank those who did already respond for doing so. Welcome to South Cars. And thank you, Gordon, for that information. I appreciate it. That was very timely. Okay. We'll break with you, El Capitan, and we'll go over to Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. And it's back to you, sir. Your microphone. Go ahead.
Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. Like I said earlier, not a lot going on here. We're going to be in the triple digits today and tomorrow. Here, 100 to 102, that's depending on if you're north here or down here. I think it said 100 here. Also, HF is not dead. When I can do 60 watts at 13 feet and grab a Melville Australia station at 60 feet with 600 watts, and he can give me a better report than I can give him. So yeah, it's not dead. I'm an old CB skipper. Was the Rogue River beekeeper on 11 meters when I was playing there, and so anyway, I try and buy all my rigs with all the frequencies, because in the Cascades you don't want to go into the Cascades with just 2 meter. You've got to have something that'll reach up and out and over those mountains, because some of them canyons can get mighty deep if you go off of them. I have a friend that almost died in the log truck that took a 1,000-foot plunge out from these mountains. So it's just a good thing that he had something that was more of an HF than a 2 meter, because otherwise he had still been laying there. And that, I do enjoy my digital stuff like EchoLink, because it keeps me practiced, and that's I'm a Latter-day Saint ERC, and so I have to stay practiced for those who are coming into the hobby under me. So and also E2545 is my number. I neglected to give that last time. So happy radio and all, and now from near Harrisburg, Oregon, on the west side of the Willamette River, happy radio, as I say, and y'all have a great day. This is Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. I had something else, but you'll see you in a moment. So Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo, back to Net Control 73.
Okay, Terry, thank you for that, and God bless you, sir. Echo Alpha 7, Mike Romeo in Oregon. Echo 2545, this is KG5ZI on the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. Well, I'll tell you, I'll never lose my love for HF. It does definitely serve purpose, and my gosh, what a plunge. I'm really glad that his radio worked after taking such a tumble. That's a pretty crazy story. And I can relate to that. I used to drive 18-wheeler for a little while. I did that for almost 6 years, and I had a big one. And that got me out of the business. I've done a lot of different things in my life, but we won't go there, and I digress. Well, thanks for checking in, Terry. And, boy, keep on practicing, man. That's what I'm going to try to do now. I've been inactive for a long time, and I know how that can be to not have the finesse that you need to have over the radio. But you seem to have it, sir. Very good, Terry. Thanks for checking in. We'll break with you, Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. And go over to South Dakota. Ken, Kilo Bravo Zero, Romeo Oscar Tango. 2663, I believe, is your number. Go ahead, sir. It's your microphone.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm just wondering how my audio is sounding. I have hearing aids, and I use my Bluetooth for just talking to you through this phone anyway there. And it's been pretty busy for me there. DSU University here in Madison, South Dakota, we had the students moving in as of Friday, and I'm sure they are this weekend, and starting classes here on the 19th anyway. So we got to be very cautious, too. We had a couple football players that came in and had the COVID-19, and they've been testing the students as well before they do enter the college at the university. Otherwise, just outdoors, waterproofing my deck, a lot of fun, I'll tell you. Been at it for quite some time. Had to stain it first here, and then I had to take and waterproof it. But I'm just about done. I probably spent maybe about 3 weeks on it, pretty good-sized deck. With that, let me know how my audio is sounding, and thank you for letting us check in, and you're sounding very good as far as quality, too, and you're doing an awesome job. This is KB0ROT.
Okay, Ken, thank you for the kind words. KB0ROT from KG5ZI and the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net. Well, I wish I could say that it's perfect audio, but I can't. There is a little bit of white noise. You're totally readable, Ken. No problem with reading you at all. And the actual modulation of the audio might be a little hot. I'm not quite sure, or maybe it's the Bluetooth. I'm not quite sure, but it's not crystal clear, and it's not complete quieting, so I don't know. There's a little roughness to the audio and a little bit of noise in the background. So that's my report. Once the net's over, maybe you can hang out, and if anybody has a different report, they can give you a call. But that's what I hear. And I'm using a telephone right now, so you know I may be way off, too. Who knows? Well, you know, you have to be careful with this COVID thing. And I'll tell you what, if you're in the education business, I heard a story just the other day that the superintendent of schools was called to duty and then became positive, I think, and then was told had to go home. So, you know, who's in control of the situation? Who knows? I think the Chinese are. Oh, did I say that? Anyway, everyone has to be careful. That's all I can say. You just have to be careful. And those folks that are first responders and in the education business where the groups of people all get together, I don't envy you at all. Just be careful. So with that, looks like you're doing a little bit of outside work too there, Ken. That's good. I've fallen short on that. I've got a couple things in the garden that I need to take care of, so... once I free up some time and these thunderstorms stop, today might be a good day, but I don't think I'll do it today. I get lazy. I don't know why. But anyway, Very good. All good points. Welcome. Glad to hear you, Ken. Thanks for checking in from South Dakota. And we will break with you, sir. Kilo Bravo Zero, Romeo Oscar Tango. This is Kilo Golf 5 Zulu India with the Scars Saturday Intercontinental Net. Those are all the folks that I had so far. We're going to call one more final call for check-ins anywhere in the world for the Scars Saturday Intercontinental Net before we close this up, and then we'll ask for comments, and then we'll say goodbye. So anyone, anywhere, please call now.
South Echo 7 Mike Romeo Recheck, AE7MR.
And 6 Victor with a short.
Oscar Victor India.
Kilo Bravo 1, Quebec, Charlie Oscar, in and out.
Okay, this is Kilo Golf 5 Zulu India with the Scars Saturday Intercontinental Net. I do recognize 4. Looks like Alpha Echo 7 Mike Romeo Terry, KY6V Gordon, and Oscar Victor India. Let's see. I'll just have to get all the information while you're talking. And then also Kilo Bravo 1 Quebec Charlie Oscar. Thank you for checking in. Got all 4 of you recognized, so we'll go over to Terry first. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. Go ahead, sir.
Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. On the business of exercise after 60, since I'm 6 years your senior, I've had the love handles and spare tire for most of my life, and when I retired and that due to health, instead of going out and wandering about the community, I did everything from my office chair. I'd twist back and forth, as I have a lower back injury, so I'd see, in order to keep that group of muscles from going into the trash, I either bent sideways both directions or twisted until I was happy with how I felt when I was out and happened to walk. So I start slow and work your way out. And at one time I was up to about 2 miles, but due to a surgery and happened to lay around for a while, I kind of fell into ill repair as far as the exercise for my body. So anyway, just since you've not exercised a lot, that's where I started. I started in my chair and then worked my way up. So with that, I'll go ahead and get off the net here. I'm going to say 73 all Alpha X of Mike Romeo back in that control. 73 all. Have a happy radio day. And where else can we, where else can we take a trip and not leave the farm sitting on that sack of seeds? AE7MR.
Okay, Terry, thank you for that. Well, it's like they said in that movie Back to the Future, where we're going, we don't need roads. Does that apply? I don't know. Well, thank you. That's good advice there, Terry. Thank you. Start slow. I know I need to do that. You know, back in the day when I was a young pup, I used to run 4 or 5 miles a day, even down in the thick of the jungle of Panama. I used to do that and was in pretty good shape. But, you know, years and years of laziness and years of whatever it is that you're not doing and you should be doing, of course, it leads to all of those things. Fortunately, unlike you, I haven't had many injuries, so I've been very lucky, though. Although I have had accidents, I've been very lucky in that my body has held together fairly well. So start slow, good advice. Thank you for that, Terry. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a good radio day as well, my friend. It's always good to hear you. So we'll break with you. Alpha Echo 7 Mike Romeo 73, Terry. Thanks for calling in. Over to the Capitan. Gordon, it's your microphone, sir. KY6V from KG5ZI.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. KY6V. I'll make this short. I just wanted to pick up on your COVID-19 comment about the superintendent. You know, I think everybody knows Kathy and I. Kathy is my bride, and she is a high school teacher. They were called in teachers only back into school here last Monday. in training and preparation for the kids to come aboard, scheduled for the 24th of the month. Well, let me tell you what happened. The good plans of mice and men. You talk about the superintendent. It turns out that Wednesday of this week, the principal of the school, the assistant principal of the school, the main secretary in the office at the school, and the IT head for that particular school were all sent home and quarantined for 14 days because they had been exposed. Now, on top of all of this, the county just south of us opened up their schools here last week. And after the first day in school, they sent everybody home. And that included students, I might add. They had an outbreak in one of the classrooms, and they shut the doors, and I don't know what's happened after that. So, stay home on your radio. KY6V, go ahead, Tom.
KY6V from KG5ZI. Yeah, all good points, and that's really crazy. Good advice. Stay home on your radio. I like that. I hope everyone else agrees with that, because that sounds like the best plan of all. Oh, my. Yeah, you don't. It's kind of funny, too. You don't know who's really in charge. You've got different governors doing different things, at least here in the U.S. Now, I'm not sure how it is everywhere else internationally. I'm sure it's a calamity just like it is here. All different people doing different things, and a lot of irresponsibility on the part of the folks as well as the people running the show. And it's just a shame. And I'm sorry that the numbers are going up. So we just have to be diligent, be cautious, and protect our own, basically, until we can get through this ride. If we ever get through this ride, a lot of the conspirators will say, oh, this is the new normal. It's never going to change. So we'll see what happens. All right, Gordon, thank you very much for all of that information. And I hope that Miss Kathy takes care. Being in that situation, it's non-forgiving, and she has to be particularly careful. And I hope the Lord helps you guys with that. So 73, we'll break with you, KY6V. Thank you, Gordon. And we'll go over to Pete, Echo 0169er, KD4OVI. Pete, it's your microphone. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah, we got a particular area in South Florida. I think it's Dade County, Broward County, and West Palm Beach County. And they're all in the high marks continuously. Is it because of their policy, or how the governmental bodies have effects on how they run this thing? I don't think there is much of an effective policy at South Dade and Broward and the Palm Beach County are doing effectively. You're trying to stymie this continual rise in that realm. I'm hoping that I don't know whether they're ever going to get control over that, because the socialization and not doing what they're supposed to do. You can't lead a horse to the pond and make them drink it too. And I think that's what's going on down there. I wish they'd get their act together down there so we can live a little bit on the side of the street. And I'm not trying to be political, but I'm trying to be on the other side on the spectrum so far telling the story, because the story is there. It doesn't require you to label it as such. But I'm hoping that those people down there get their act together and start formulating a plan that'll work. End of comment about the COVID-19. I hope everybody else on the net is well informed about the subject, and hopefully they'll abide by what their governmental bodies comes up with. End of comment from KD4, Oscar Victor India. Back to my control. Over.
Yeah. Okay, Pete. Thank you for that. Appreciate you sending out all those comments. Yeah, it's just a volatile situation right now, and people just have to be careful. Thanks for checking in, Pete. And it's always good to hear you as well, my friend. KD4, Oscar Victor India, Echo 0169er. We'll break with you. And we'll go over to Ken. And I think that you're going to be the last person that we talk to today, unless someone else has comments a little bit later on, Ken. And over to you, sir. Thanks for calling. KB0ROT in South Dakota. Your microphone, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yes, okay. I did shut my Bluetooth off anyway, and I'm talking through my phone, of course, and everything like that. So everybody have a good weekend. And we have some beautiful weather. We've had humidity very bad for the last 3 weeks, and humidity's gone down drastically. Probably 80 degrees, so we're enjoying it, and fall will be here before we know it. And yet the days are getting shorter, we have noticed as well. 73 from KD0ROT.
Okay, Ken. I know that was a little surprising. I didn't do it correctly here. I made a big mistake there, Gordon. Went to the wrong station, but I'm glad that Ken was able to come back. Your audio is a lot better now, Ken. And it wasn't really all that bad with the Bluetooth, but, you know, there was what I had said about it, so maybe something to work on, I don't know. 73, Ken, thanks for calling in, and good to have you here. And the last station is actually in One Land, and I'm very sorry I missed you. I went to my notes, and I had them out of order, and when you scribble, you lose track of things. So my apologies. Kilo Bravo 1, Quebec Charlie Oscar. You, sir, are the last one that I have on the list here, and it's your microphone. Go ahead and state your name, please, your location, and say hello to everyone. Over to you, sir.
Romeo Fox, Juliet, recheck.
Well, I guess I scared him off when I said that Ken was going to be the last station that I talked to. I'm very sorry about that. One more try. I do recognize you, Roger. I heard you check in there for a recheck. We'll get right to you here, sir. Kilo Bravo 1, Quebec Charlie Oscar. Sir, are you still on? Go ahead. Well, nothing heard. Looks like my mistake cost us a check-in. I'm sorry about that, folks. All right, over to Chief. W4RFJ in Ridley Park. Microphone over to you, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm coming in from another direction via the WA3NNA repeater from my driveway from my new radio install in my Jeep Liberty. And, you know, you're going to beat yourself up more than anybody else is going to. If I could count on one hand or two hands or even use my toes and my fingers, how many times I messed up the roll call. You know, put it behind you, move forward. You're doing a great job, and I wanted to tip my hat to you there. Over.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Roger. Thank you. And the new install sounds good through the NNA repeater, by the way. Congratulations on a good install. Okay, well, I appreciate the kind words. Thank you for that. And, yeah, I just need to press on. Hopefully the QCO station will check in at another time, and we'll be able to say hello. All right. Well, I appreciate it, and I also appreciate the fact that you allowed me to do this on my own. Got my feet wet, definitely. I hope your hands are dry because my feet are wet. 73 there, Roger. Thank you again, and thank you for being part of SCARS. I appreciate it, and we need to talk about other stuff, too. I think I'll
maybe give you a phone call later if it's handy, and we'll do some ratchet jawing, over.
Okay, no problem. I should be around later on. I'm going to be down in the basement as soon as you close the net, and I'll be working on a drain down there so the Admiral can do her washing. So with that, 7-3 to you in the net. Did a great job. W4RFJ.
Okay, thank you again for the kind words, Roger. I do appreciate that. W4RFJ will clear with you in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. Appreciate it, sir. Anyone else that had previously checked in, do we have any more final comments for the net? Please call.
UPC recheck.
Okay, Scott, microphone over to you. And for UPC, go ahead, sir.
Just wanted to add my voice to the list. You did a really great job, Tom. I'm with the at any rate, lost my train of thought, but I think we all make a ton of mistakes maybe when we first try the NCS role, but yours was smooth as silk. Great job. N4 UPC back to net control.
Well, thank you, Scott. You guys are just too kind. I appreciate it. I really do. Thanks for throwing your 2 cents in there. I appreciate it very much. All right. Well, I guess that's it for this net. We're going to go ahead and put it in the bag. We'll call for one more, and I'm not soliciting for kudos, by the way. One more final call for final comments. Please call. Okay, nothing heard. So we will go ahead and tie a ribbon on this. This has been SCARS. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on scarsvoip.com. Your net control on this edition of the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net has been KG5ZI. Tom, located in Dayton, Ohio. And I will say 73 to everyone. Thank you very much for your participation, both internationally and within the U.S. And I hope to hear each and every one of you real soon once more again. So we'll close this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation, and we'll take the conference server and return it back to normal use. This net is now closed. 73 from KG5ZI.